help us to commence with hymn 89. When Adam by transgression fell, and conscious fled his Maker's face, linked in clandestine league with hell, he ruined all his future race. The seeds of evil once brought in, increased and filled the world with sin. Hymn 89.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God in the first book of Kings, chapter 8, from verse 22. The first book of Kings, chapter 8, from verse 22. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts, who hast kept with thy servant David, my father, that thou promisest him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Therefore now, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father, that thou promisest him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me, as thou hast walked before me. Now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spakest unto thy servant David my father. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold thee, heaven, and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded? Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be open toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel when they shall pray toward this place. And hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbour, an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house. Hear thou in heaven, and do and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked, to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous, give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this house, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants, and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and do, give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the heart of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, that cometh out of a far country, for thy name's sake, for they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have builded is called by my name. We leave the reading there. Amen. The Lord do help us at the throne of grace. Well, that is where we need help most of all. That our prayers may be indicted by the Lord. May be, Lord, that prayer of a righteous man for us. Lord, to grant the prayer of the Lord Jesus that may intercede for us. We pray in his name. Remember us, Lord, as we call upon thee. Thou only knowest whether our prayers are in the Spirit, whether, Lord, we pray and whether we pray not. Our poor prayers seem, Lord, to be so poor. But O Lord, do grant to us thy gracious help. For men ought always to pray and not to faint. We seek, Lord, that thou wilt be with us in these unlooked for circumstances. Truly we have not put our hand to anything. Lord, we come and pray that thou wilt help us together. Lord, is there a door open? May we know thy sacred purposes. Remember thy servant unable to be here this day. Be with him, Lord, and that which has been preached, Lord, as thou hast appointed it, do grant, Lord, thy blessing upon him and the word, and bless the people. Lord, do grant, we pray, that thou wilt be mindful of each one of thy labouring servants. And Lord, remember our friend at Saleville. And Lord, do be mindful of us. We pray as we come according to his wish. But, O Lord, we believe that thou art a sovereign. And Lord, do grant that we may come once more. Oh, what down sitting and what trouble of heart, what temptations. Lord, what great need we have had this past week. The Lord, to pardon and forgive. The Lord, to grant the approbation of God and what is spoken. And sorely tempted, and yet we venture and pray, Lord, that thou be with us, from the youngest to the oldest. Thou knowest, Lord, what has been read and what has been sung and the prayer offered. Lord, do grant, we pray thee, thy blessing upon the morning and the Sunday school too. And Lord, do grant there may be a time of springing up. Lord, that's a great burden of our heart, that thy work may appear. And maybe those evidences that the Lord has given the word. Lord, do bless this house of prayer. Lord, we pray that thou go on to grant thy blessing. And may there be others that shall say, come and hear, for ye that fear God. And I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Lord, remember the little one. And those, Lord, that both here and our own cause that are growing up, and we pray much for them. Those, Lord, that have gone astray, and we pray again that thou wilt bring them back. O Lord, do grant answers of peace. And we pray that thou wilt grant those sweet answers to those that wait upon thee. Lord, do grant, we pray thee, thy divine appearing. Lord, remember, we pray each case and each need. Thou knowest, Lord, the acuteness, the sorrows that are known. And thou hast the burden of the sigh. Lord, we pray that thou wilt undertake for each one. We do seek unto thee for that knowledge, forgiveness of sin, application, divine truth by the blood of Jesus, the entrance, thy word, the blessing of it, the pardon in it, the assurance given, the Lord, the establishing, strengthening and settling of thy people. Lord, to grant, we pray, thy blessing in many, many hearts. One has said, Lord, begin with me. For those unable to be with us, and the sick and the friends that are laid aside, be with them each, we pray. Lord, we pray that thou wilt hear the prayer that has been offered. Oh, for thy needful help. Lord, it's the blessing of thee, Lord, that we would need, that maketh rich. Lord, remember any in trouble. Those, Lord, that may come burdened, may come and go burdened, what sorrows by their souls are born. Oh, for sin they daily mourn. Oh, and mourn over their darkness. Lord, the plague of their own hearts. Lord, to grant, we pray, the forgiveness of sin through Calvary. Lord, the truth as it is in Jesus, once crucified, now risen. Lord, it's the truth of it. Lord, the blessing of it in many hearts. Lord, we pray for any careless and indifference. And those, Lord, that are older, we pray, Lord, that it may be well with them. May it be well with us each. Lord, do bless the church. Remember the deacons. Lord, do supply their every need. Do grant, O Lord, that there may be an appointment. We think of thy words. This is the day the Lord hath made. And the fullness, in the fullness of time, that thou didst come. And we pray, Lord, also, that maybe that set time, to favour Zion, for those that wait upon thee, but more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Lord, we pray that thou be with us. We feel utterly insufficient. Lord, do grant thy needed help. Help which cometh from the Lord. O Lord, do come where poor sinners are. Reduced and much in need. And come, O Lord, where they are, like that certain Samaritan came where he was, and even brought him on his way, pouring in the oil and wine. And grant, O Lord, that thou wilt strengthen us for this evening service. And do help us, Lord, by thy Spirit, may there be a flowing. May Jesus be magnified. Lord, do come where we are, waiting to feel thy touch. The wounded souls to thee repair. Saviour, we are such. We pray for our nation, have mercy. Pray for those in persecution. Pray, Lord, for thy cause in the earth. Grant us, Lord, a thankful heart for our many mercies. Be with us, Lord, as we record thy faithfulness. And we ask that thou be with us now. And grant us sweet liberty. And forgive all amiss for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 690. On wings of love the Saviour flies, and freely left his native skies to take a human birth. The wise and righteous men go near, his wonders see, his sermons hear, and think him nothing worth. Hymn 690.
Thank you.
Lord may be pleased to help me or direct your prayerful attention to the first epistle of John, chapter 5 and verse 20. The first epistle general of John, chapter 5, verse 20. We know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. We know him that is true, that is the Father. We are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. As the Lord may help me, I desire to speak also from the last part of verse 19, so that it follows. And the whole world lieth in wickedness, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding. These words have been upon my mind. I had no idea, no thought that we would be speaking from them here. And it seems to me that there is some confirmation, because it did come very sweetly to my mind in that hymn now that was sung, to understand these things aright. This grand distinction should be known, though all are sinners in God's sight, there are but few, so in their own, to such as these our Lord was sent, they're only sinners who repent. And this understanding is not an opinion, neither is it something floating in the brain, in the notion. But it is God's teaching. It's not an understanding of the natural man. It is the work of the sacred person, the Holy Spirit. It is that teaching to the heart. In Ephesians we read, the understanding of the understanding of your heart. An understanding. Friends, it's opposite to intellectual, heady, formal teaching, even preaching. It is exactly what God alone could do. Such is the awful plague, dominion of sin. It blinds the heart. It keeps man in darkness. He is born in it, he will die in it. But for God's illumining grace. Now, it's the Lord's people that begin to feel it. Oh, the darkness. The bondage. Oh, we've read, haven't we, of the plague that Lord's people feel. Not because it's the right thing to say, but it's in the heart, isn't it? That indeed we read of many things that afflict God's people. That the wickedness that is spoken of here, the whole world lieth in wickedness, is because of sin, and the Lord's people feel feel it to be so. It's their wicked hearts. It's a malady. My friends, what a terrible trouble it brings. Not just because it's right to say it, but friends, let God but withhold the sweet influence of light and truth and grace, how God's people seem to get to those very, very far off places. You know, it speaks in that first of Kings, doesn't it? If there be in the land, the hearts of God's people may say famine. Pestilence, blasting, mildew. Some of us mourn so much. The withholding of God's power, the vital application of divine truth. Or if there be caterpillar, how it consumes, doesn't it? If their enemy besieged them in the land, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be. Now, what a word it is, isn't it? What prayer and supplication. It means, friends, the feeble, poor prayers, as well as the better prayers, if I may put it like that. Whatsoever prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, or when the Lord's people are gathered together and spread forth his hands toward this house, or in this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. And what's the first thing? And forgive. And do. And give to every man. For thou only knowest the hearts of all the children of men. Now I want to very quickly come, but friends, really, that's the way into our text. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding. It's exactly according to the proportion of divine light, or the taking away of the veil from the heart, the inshining of God's light, as it is naturally so much more spiritually. It's proportioned, friends, to how God begins, that we have any understanding. And what a solemn day it is. This is the new birth, the work of God, the understanding of the new heart, the principle of life. It is nothing less than God's work from beginning to end. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding. So I make no apology. The matter is this, an understanding of the wickedness of the heart, the awful malady of it, or even the grieving over the barrenness and the need of God's teaching. And then the understanding in the sacred sense of the revelation, or the shining in the heart upon the life and the soul of God himself, the holy, holy God, and yet a leading by the Holy Spirit to his dear Son. the many sacred truths in that chapter. We cannot really spend much time, but what a sweet promise of the coming of the Lord Jesus. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold the heaven, and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. And Solomon says, how much less this house that I have builded. I believe there's so much of Christ in it. Will God indeed dwell on the earth with these poor, needy sinners? Oh, that need him perhaps more as they go on. Need thee every hour, said the hymn writer. And yet how backwards, prone, the natural mind turning away. Dreadful plague, dominion of sin. Friends, may we have a right knowledge of it. That's what we need, you know. Oh, the tinsel and all the emptiness that is all around us may have its place. But I believe as we may go on, we may see more and more the need for the reality and the truth of his coming. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding. I want to come as the Lord may help me, because really this is a text that needs the Holy Spirit to open it experimentally. The doctrine is good, isn't it? But there may be those that say, oh, but did he come for me? They may wonder at such a text as this, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding. But is there a mourning over sin and a need for the Saviour? An understanding? Or do I, the hymn writer says, do I have that thirst for God? Do I feel my need of Christ to save me from my sin? Now I want to hasten, because this word speaks of the Son of God, God's only dear begotten Son, the Son of the Father, the giving of him, making known of him that God hath appointed, the Father hath appointed to the poor, from all eternity, that God should dwell with man. Oh, friends, while men ridicule and speak of it in such God-defying ways, he has come, isn't he? And whatever is said, whatever is spoken, it cannot be revoked. Friends, what a foundation in our text. And we know that the Son of God is come. Whatever is spoken, whatever may come. You know, I thought of this word with regard to these words, as if there may be need to be reminded, and also the onslaught of poor, feeble man against his Maker, how true he is. His words are true. We read of it concerning the Father, how true and righteous, that nothing can be taken from him, but he is revealed in these words, and we know him that is true. Really, it is a word that belongs to divinity, isn't it? Truth itself. That's what men need in courts, don't they? The truth. Many perjure themselves. But God is true. We've read so much of it. In that part of God's word, there is but one God. The Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. One God, none like unto him, in heaven, above, or on earth beneath. No one to hasten, friends, may the Lord put these sweet words to the hearts of God's people in all their temptations, in all the infidelity of their wicked hearts, my heart. Ah, this one and only true living God. Were, the hymn writer said, were all the nations dead? And hath given us an understanding. Well, it doesn't mean that we comprehend all things and can fathom the great glorious doctrines of divinity, but to know something of them in salvation. Just to know what God will have us know. Really, it's in our text. God the Father. Now, what is so sacred about the Father is this, that he has appointed none other than his own dear, beloved Son. Oh, that's the greatest truth. I believe it exceeds all his wondrous works that he has appointed, given, and sent his own dear beloved Son, the Son of his love, the second person in the glorious Trinity. And he has not withheld his own beloved Son for the church. He has given that church unto his Son in time past, in eternity past, appointed that there is their resting place. You know, it's God first and then the church, but that the church were ever given, appointed unto the dear Son of God in the counsels of Jehovah. What sacred, glorious doctrine. How deep the malady. How great the gift. How wise the Father in appointing this surety. This glorious one is spoken of none other than the Son of God. Co-equal, co-eternal. Friends, how high, how exalted, how holy. Oh, but there's something so sacred, isn't there? That there should be in the minds, the love and purpose of God, that salvation to the ends of the earth, that before men fell, before all things were made, the Lord appointed a Saviour and a great one. Oh, I hope we're never left to think or intimate that these things are made up little by little, friends, there in the covenant of grace, in all things ordered sure. Ah, friends, it's for poor sinners to get, I'm speaking to our Dear friend, not long ago, in Wiltshire, said, my desire is bound up in the hymn, give me a glimpse of thee, O God. Kingdoms and men vanish soon. A glimpse of God. Now it's by faith, isn't it? Only through this channel. The person, the truth of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. God's own beloved Son, in whom he is well pleased. Many things have been spoken of him. But oh, there's one thing I want to bring before you this evening. And that is this, he is true. Not only to the teaching and comforting, but oh God, apply it. You know, it's the purpose, isn't it? A purpose that is true, that cannot fail. God will accomplish that which he puts his hand to. The matter is this, that he hath given his Son, and the Son, in the fullness of that sacred obedience, embraces the church, even in that lowly babe, the babe of Bethlehem, the church of God, were in him, upon his heart. And yet how sacred the condescending love of God, the sweet truth as it is in Jesus. It's the surety, the Saviour, the person, the babe, the child, the Son of God, the Son of Man. Now there are two things here especially I want to notice. Has given us an understanding. And I want to speak in the name of the Son of God. Oh, what a great conflict we have known. Yet we desire to speak in the name of the Son of God. Sinners only hope. Hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. So, the Lord's help, I want to speak really of the Lord Jesus. And knowing him. And then to be found in him. What a wonderful portion. If we are brought out of nature's darkness. And there is that hunger and thirst after righteousness with the publican. Under a sense of the wickedness of his heart, he cried, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And by faith, he prayed for that mercy and justifying righteousness of the Son of God. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Now I want to speak to the encouragement, as God may help me, of those that seek him. We spoke this afternoon of see, because I know that you see Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is not here, but is risen. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Now, it does seem to be upon my mind that there are two distinct parts in the preaching of the gospel regarding the Lord and his people. But the Lord calls them. And we read of faith. He that believeth must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There's a setting forth in the preaching and truth of the gospel of him. And there may be some sweet hastening and knowledge of the need of him. And there is very clearly a beginning. And that is the increase of God's love to know something of our need of Christ, to save us from our sin. You know, I want to be ever so faithful. We need to be kept from formality, formalism. Just the ascribing of the truth so far, without any insistence, a deeper knowledge of him, a growing in grace, a knowledge of our own selves, a knowledge of Christ. We need to be ever so careful, lest we should set any short, or go with those that say, well, you needn't worry too far, God will work it through, and you will be the object of his love. Just wait, and God will perform it, and go your way, and it doesn't matter really who you hear, where you go, God will work it, friend. Is it really the knowledge of him and the truth we found in him? No. There is particularly a beginning contained in the word and truth of the hymn. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. You know, the day of espousal, when there's something sweetly attracts. In other words, you can't believe it when the service is over. Or those times of refreshing when the Lord takes your poor heart and leads you to the throne of grace to pour out your heart before him, to know something of what you once were and what now you desire to be. But oh, the lack, oh, the thoughts that arise. Am I his? Or am I not? The exercise, friends, that's where I come. Of God working, there'll be an exercise of heart. You won't be able to leave it in a cold, lukewarm way and say, well, if I'm his, all will be well. And if I'm not, well, I can't do anything about it. God is a sovereign. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. Whatever it is, especially in the heart. And as God visits, so Satan tends. So doubts arise. Troubles may roll in like a flood. That those that seek Jesus may especially have troubles and trials and many things that seem to be contrary, like those contrary winds on the lake. Why is this? hymn writer bears me out. Not very good at hymns this evening. I ask the Lord that I might grow. You know that hymn? And the Lord answered it all contrary, wisely. Oh, and sometimes the Lord's people are convinced that God has built against them. What shall they do? If the Almighty builds against a poor sinner, what shall he do? The foundations are then destroyed, aren't they? But they cannot be. Now I want to be faithful. I believe you need and want a ministry of the Spirit. Well, it will be a discriminating ministry. It will be a faithful ministry. It will be for that ministry that puts man in the dust and exalts a precious Jesus. It will be Jesus only. It will be this: give me Christ, or else I die. There'll be great temptations. I was in the depths of trouble this week, and got some of those singing tapes. I speak ever so wisely, but they were singing something, one of the hymns, Tribulations, that he has promised, and it came just a little into my heart. He's promised no less. I can't think of the hymn, but these things attend the seeking soul, the trials that God sends, and fiery ones too, and all because there is an understanding and some little humble measure of the worth, the need, desire of Jesus, the Son of God. It's called the trial of your faith. It is called sanctifying faith. You know, it's not just heady faith that sets poor sinners up without any doubts, but it separates and brings God's people blessed with faith into the great depths of trouble and separates them by it. Puts them down like Daniel's 300 men. By these, he said, I will save Israel. So few, friends, the matter is this: God will work according to his sacred will and purpose. Now, who should be against us? If God be for us, who should be against us? Now, I want to hasten, but I believe the younger ones at school, the older ones at college, know exactly what I mean. The awful blasphemies, evil, but our teachers know it better than I do. The dreadful things that are spoken, written, doesn't need me to enlarge. What about he that is true in our text? This is the true God. These are his truths. This is his word. But may the Lord help me to come a little further. That we know him that is true. That we are in him that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Well then, God puts his people in safety, in his own dear beloved Son. It's called adoption. They are given unto the Son. And the matter of it, friends, is sacred, isn't it? They are in him. That is, the Lord grants a certain knowledge and growth in grace where, if it were not so, their souls would be lost. They cannot trust on anything less than sovereign grace. They're brought to it, that they tremble, and they would soon be removed if they were not in him. We read of Noah and those eight in the ark. And so it is, God has put his people safely, sweetly in his own dear Son, the Lord Jesus. Now really, the matter of it is this. The Lord Jesus receives, the Son of God received those that are given unto him, the love of the Son. How great that is. Nor is the surety short of love. Do you know something of that? Not short of love, is it? Ah, the manifestation, the making of it known. It was so on the road to Emmaus, wasn't it? The Son of God drew near. His love, it soon kindled their love, didn't it? It was the preaching. It was a little of the knowledge of him whom God hath exalted. But oh friends, how he conveyed it, brought it right to their troubled heart. Ah, they were in him, but how far off they felt. They thought all had come to nothing. Their hearts were sad, their hearts were on the willows. They couldn't be lower. And Jesus himself, the Son of God, drew near and went with them. Oh, what a sacred truth, you know. Once in him forever. Thus the eternal covenant stands. Our God has given the church into his own dear, to his own dear Son. The Son of God has redeemed them. Purchased them by his precious blood. Brought them back. Redeemed them, ransomed from the grave. Once they went as far from God as sheep can run. They're given to the Good Shepherd. Now he brings them back. Would to God we might sweetly see it. Well, but it's us, friends, we're gone astray, haven't we? The Lord keep us. And then what a sweet truth it is to be found in him. When God shall judge the earth in righteousness, and the Son of God is the judge, God has appointed him. Oh, to be found in him, spared, set at his right hand, amongst those that are redeemed by Jesus' blood, spared, sheltered, cleansed, saved. And see the danger overpass, stand every storm. And stand at last, endure every storm. Friends, it's one thing we need, both to know him and to be found in him. Really, one of the same, but the reality of it is this. God will bring his people to a knowledge of him that will separate them. That will bring them unto himself, poor, needy, bankrupt, ruined sinners, but yet found in him. His merits prevail. His grace, isn't it, sufficient? Not lacking, grace all sufficient. Oh, to be found among them. Friends, I've had so many doubts and fears. But oh, the matter is this. We have some little humble understanding that we know him. That is true. And we are in him, that is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Well, may the Lord grant thee sweet knowledge of it. I must leave a few poor remarks. May God add his blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £640, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier will preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And our Fenstanton friends hold their Christmas morning service at 9:30. Let us close with hymn 1054. Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the saints thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Hymn 1054.
who forgive all that is spoken amiss. Lord, to grant, we pray, thy blessing upon us and our children. Remember those we bring before thee for thy special blessing. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion and teaching of the Holy Spirit abide with you all. Amen.